It's 7:33 here on 89.5 WHRV. Good Friday morning to you. I'm Sandra Woodward. You know, surf clamming has always been a pretty hard business, but it's recently gotten even harder. And as Ari Daniel Shapiro explains, fishermen are bearing the brunt of the impact.
Bonnie McKay is an anthropologist at Rutgers University. She studies fishing communities from Virginia to Cape Cod and routinely goes out on clam boats to speak with fishermen. The result? She knows a lot about the surf clam.
The surf clam, or the Atlantic surf clam, is a fairly large clam, maybe 4 or 5 inches in width. It is harvested by vessels, large fishing boats that use something called the hydraulic dredge system. So these boats have very, very large steel dredges in the back that are dragged along the bottom.
There she goes!
And hydraulic hoses are used to pump water down into the ocean bottom to basically lift up the clams so that they can then be captured by the teeth of the dredges.
And she does the rest for us.
These clams are taken to processing plants. These clams, they are shucked either by hand or by machine and cooked. And then they appear in cans in the supermarket for clam sauce and chopped clams that become your spaghetti and clam sauce, or they often appear as clam chowder.
Marketing of these clams goes back to the end of the Second World War.
Away we go to Howard Johnson's Clambery, featuring Howard Johnson's tender sweet fried clam plate. Delicious. And special this month, only $1.29. Set sail with your family now to Howard Johnson's Clambery.
It's good!
Yes, Howard Johnson's, which used to be ubiquitous along the highways, would sell fried clams, but that was one of their signature meals. And that's really how this clam became an important fishery.
Is this kind of like one of the first fast foods?
Yes, it is. I think you could say that. It's one of the very first fast foods.
The surf clam fishery has boomed ever since, until recently.
Climate change seems to be warming the waters in the southern region, and the clams are not reproducing. Secondly, there's much more competition from imported clams from other parts of the world now. And fried clams are not as popular as they used to be.
So do you eat clams?
Yes. Do you eat clams?
I live in Boston. I should eat more clam chowder, you know. But I guess I don't eat them that often.
Yes. And you're like most Americans. So the industry would love for you to increase your rate of eating them.
These troubles in the market and the natural environment don't come as a surprise to Sam Martin. He's the vice president of operations for Atlantic Cape Fisheries in Cape May, New Jersey.
Well, me and my family, we were a group of independent clammers. It's impacted us because none of our family at this point, where we started out, we had 8 boats in the family clamming. We don't have any now, and we just lease our quota out to other processors. And even that's becoming difficult now.
It's not just Martin. Morale's down across the fleet.
Right now, there's a lot of freezers that are full, which means you have to cut your boats back from catching. When you do that, you're reducing income. Your crews are having difficulties making money. Our crews just don't really know what to do. They're wondering, should they go find another job?
For Martin, being able to adapt is key. Adapt to a new business and ecological landscape.
It's a great protein, but the problem with this protein is it's not a center of the plate item. It's like scallops or fish fillet or salmon. Center of the plate, put a few nice vegetables around it, and you got a great meal. Well, you're not going to stick a clam tongue in the middle of a plate, even if it is broiled or poached or whatever you might do. It's got to have a good look to it. So we have to find a way to use this ingredient in something else. And it is out there.
Bonnie McKay's heard numerous fishermen share their frustrations. She doesn't like how traditional management approaches don't view people as an integral part of the marine ecosystem.
What is ignored is the fact that people do experience the effects of the problems. So the social and economic impacts are extraordinarily important component of the systems that we're talking about. People need to be acknowledged for being also the ones who at least try to solve the problems, try to prevent further deterioration, try to do something about it. People as actors in these systems.
And it's these actors who will determine the fate of the surf clam on whether not only the fishery, but the species itself continues to thrive. For WHRV, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
And you can hear some more of Ari's work, including that story there, as well as a podcast, his podcast, and all about ocean observing science and technology. And that website is oceangazing.org.